and welcome to The Punt. Now, Alex can't be here this week, so DK, thank you very much for letting me step into his big shoes.
Oh, it's good to have you here, Emma. I'm looking forward to this.
Thank you. Let's talk football then. First off, we've got Holland v Northern Ireland. Now, this is an intriguing game in Group C. Michael O'Neill's men are joint top with Germany with 12 points, but they have this match, Holland again at Windsor Park, and then Germany away. Now, the Dutch are 3-20, the draw is 13-2, and the Northern Irish are 16-1. So, what do we reckon to this one, DK?
We reckon the Northern Irish are going to be up against it here. You mentioned that run of fixtures they've got, and Michael O'Neill's done a tremendous job to get them into the latter stages of Euro 2016. They do lack that touch of class, the Northern Irish, and they come up against Holland, who are just exceptional at the moment. I think they've got a big chance in Euro 2020. They've managed to bring through the young talent from Ajax. The nucleus of Ajax's side are all Dutch players. And you look at some of those players that are in this squad this time around, Donny van der Beek. There's rumours that he could be going for up to £100 million in the summer to Real Madrid. And Ole Gunnar Solskjaer reportedly had a chance to buy him in the summer for 35 million quid. That could have been good business, the way Manchester United are going at the moment.
I know, I bet Ollie's gutted about that, isn't he?
I bet he is, the way they're performing. So I think Holland are going to win this game. You've mentioned the odds there. Holland are going to win this game, and they're going to win convincingly as well.
So, DK, what's the bet?
I think you've got to be looking at Holland, big win. I'm looking at 4-0 and 5-0 for Holland. They've scored four goals against Estonia and Germany in their last couple of games. But there's one man that I want to mention here, and that's Memphis Depay. He is almost like an imposter at Manchester United because he was played that poorly. But since he switched to Lyon, and he's had such an impact for the national team as well, you can see right there on screen, he's been involved in more goals than anyone in the Euro 2020 qualifiers so far. Four goals, six assists. I think he could score first in this game. So I'm looking at Memphis Depay to score the first goal in the game. And if you're looking for a correct score here, you've got to be a little bit more elaborate. But I'll go 3-0 or 4-0. For the Dutch.
Cheers for that, DK. Now then, Alex had a lucky nap for last week, so let's see what he's got to say this week.
Yeah, thanks, Emma. I'm sorry that I can't be with Dave this week, but like so many good players before me, I've taken the decision to retire from international football. But before I do, let me give you a winner. Bosnia have only lost once at home since the back end of 2014, and they entertained Finland. The Finns did beat the Bosnians earlier in the qualifying campaign, but Bosnia are a different beast at home. They don't let many goals in, and you have to go back some way to find the last time that both teams scored in a Finland away game. When they do lose, it's normally without scoring. Put those stats together and you're left with a tasty bet. Bosnia to win to nil at around about 11-5.
Cheers for that, Alex. Now, next up, we have Slovakia v Wales. Do you want to play a game, DK?
Not really, but I'm willing to give it a try.
Good, because it's happening anyway. Do you know what the capital of Slovakia is?
I have absolutely no clue. And I'm noted for my geographical knowledge, or have been in the past, but I'm just here to provide winners for
you
this week, Emma.
Let me impart my Emma's encyclopedic knowledge on you. It is Bratislava.
Very good.
And this game is about 50 kilometres from there in Trnava, which is nicknamed Little Rome because of the amount of churches within its town walls.
Very
Fact
nice.
Of the day there, you don't look too impressed, do you? There's more where that came from, so you better look excited. Now, they're 3 points ahead of Ryan Giggs' men in Group A, so this is a huge game for them. Can they take something out of it? The betting has the Slovaks as 29-20 favourites, Wales at 2-1, and the draw at 21-10. So, DK, what are you saying?
I'm thinking that this is going to be a game that revolves around one man, and that's Gareth Bale. He is the talisman for Wales. I think he feels a bit of relief when he moves from Real Madrid into the international scene because things haven't gone perfectly for him at Real Madrid. Although in that 4-2 win against Granada at the weekend, he was given a standing ovation, Gareth Bale. I think the crowd are just starting to warm to him at the Bernabeu, just as he's about to leave, perhaps, with Zinedine Zidane in there. But yeah, Gareth Bale is so influential. But with Bale in the team, it allows opportunity for some of Wales's other stars. And they've got a couple of real attacking talents. Aaron Ramsey, who's moved to Juventus, and Dan James, who started the season so brightly for Manchester United, hasn't been as successful recently and hasn't made as much of an impact for the Reds. But I think Dan James, given that all the focus is on Gareth Bale, might be important for Wales in this game. I fear for them going to Slovakia, though. They beat Slovakia in the reverse fixture by a goal to nil. But I watched the game against Azerbaijan, and they were lucky to win that game. Bale saved them late in the day there. Won that game 2-1. But I think this is going to be pretty tight, this game, Emma.
Ooh, so what's the bet?
I'm going with Slovakia to win the game. I think Slovakia will win this match. I know that's bad news for Wales fans out there because they're already trailing Slovakia. I think Dan James is going to have an impact if I'm looking for a goal scorer. I think Bale draws so much attention. Dan James is the bet for Wales in terms of goal scorer bet. Marek Hamšík is the real star for the Slovakians. He's still their talisman. But I'm going for Slovakia to win this game. Just to shade it, I think it will be entertaining. I'll go Slovakia 2-1. But if you have to a goal scorer, I think Dan James is the man to look at for the Welsh.
Cheers for that, DK. Right then, it's time for one of my favourite parts of the punts. Let's get Derek's bit.
Never underestimate how bad Scotland are. I've only just found out the purpose of the Scotland team. They exist to stop people claiming there are no easy games in international football. As far as I can remember, their best result was when opponents Estonia failed to turn up for their World Cup qualifier in 1996. I think it finished 1-1. On Thursday, Scotland play Russia. Russia are evens to win without conceding, and that's like finding money in the street. The only thing I ever find in the street is dog muck. On Saturday, Italy are at home to Greece, and the Italians are priced up as though defeat is out of the question. But I watched Greece recently and was very impressed, particularly with the girl who played Sandy. Greece don't win many, but they don't get hammered either, and I'd suggest the price of 21-20 with a two-goal start is something to savour. Certainly more than Greece 2, anyway. England's match in the Czech Republic on Friday is live on ITV, and the only people who think that is good news are BBC. Watching England these days is about as much fun as playing for them. They're managed by a man who, when in charge of Middlesbrough, wasted 15 million quid on Alfonso Alves. That was at a time 15 million quid was worth something, unlike Alves. England won the reverse fixture 5-0, so they are justifiable favourites. But 2-5? That's a joke. The Czechs have won both their home matches in the group, and I was about to say that they look good things at 7-4 with a goal start until I thought better of it. At 7-4 with a goal start, they are good things.
Cheers for that, Derek. Right then, DK. Next up, we have Russia versus Scotland, and it's 1-2 for the Russians. The Scots are 6-1, and it's 3-1 the draw. You ever been to Moscow?
I've never ever been to Moscow. Have you been?
No, I haven't. It's supposed to be quite nice, isn't it?
Really? What's good about Moscow?
I think, don't they have some nice alcohol there or something?
Alcohol is the number one reason for a trip abroad.
Absolutely. Well, Russia and Belgium are virtually home and hosed in Group I, and this is all about pride, really, for Scotland, isn't it, DK?
Basically, Scotland have that spot in the playoffs to look forward to. They're not going to qualify automatically now, but because they did so well in the Nations League, it does mean they've got that to fall back on. And I think that's affected them in this group as well. So Steve Clarke won't have been happy the way they've performed. They've only picked up 6 points so far in qualification. Those two wins came against San Marino and Cyprus. So they've not performed particularly well, Scotland. And I kind of got stuck into Wales earlier. I don't want to do the same with Scotland as well. But they're disappointing going forward at the moment. They're lacking real quality. And I think one of the best bets of the week comes in the form of Russia here. I think Russia will win this game and win it convincingly. So Scotland playing for pride and to protect that pot three seeding as well. But I think Russia have to be the bet.
Right then, what is the bet?
I think Russia, but if you're looking for value here, my best bet of the week comes in this game, and I'm going Russia to win the game to nil. They've not conceded in the last 5 home games. 9 out of 10 qualifiers they've won. That spans across 2 qualification periods as well. So Russia are strong. Stanislav Cherchesov has set them up to defend stoutly. They're very direct in their play. They won't give Scotland many opportunities. I'm going Russia to win to nil. This is the best bet of the week, in my opinion. I think Russia will beat Scotland and beat them convincingly.
Statman DK there. Thank you very much for that. Right then, let's hear from the Football League guys with their naps.
Well, with no football from the Championship this week, I get to go where I want for my nap, and I'm going to Oxford and over 2.5 goals at 2-1 against Doncaster Rovers. Donny have lost their last 2 matches with overs landing. They're yet to win away from home. They've drawn a couple but haven't looked great on the road, whereas Oxford looked good at home all season, hit 3 against Tranmere, hit 3 against Gillingham, and won both very, very easily indeed. It's a simple nap for me this week. Oxford and over 2.5 goals at 2-1.
My nap this weekend is a return to a side and a bet that has previously landed for me against a side who scuppered me last weekend. It is Peterborough at home to Lincoln. Peterborough 10-11, that's fine, but you've got to play goals. Every single game at home for Peterborough has been over 2.5 goals, and 4 of 6 away games for Lincoln have been over 2.5 goals. The 4th official in this one, by the way, is a guy called Alasdair Ross. I hope that's not an omen. I'm going for Peterborough at 19-10 to win and over 2.5 goals.
So Bradford and both teams to score 11-4. Opponents Morecambe gained 5 of their current 7 points from their opening 5 matches of the season. They've been terrible since. Bradford 17 places, 14 points better off. They were awful away last season, but they've more points on the road this season than Morecambe have in total. As for both teams to score, Bradford's last 5 games in all competitions and 8 of the last 9 have seen both teams scoring. For Morecambe, that figure is 7 of the last 9. So I think Bradford will win. I think both teams will score. That is 11-4.
We'll have a full update on the Naps very shortly, but finally we have the Czech Republic versus England. Now, England are in Prague to attempt to seal qualification to Euro 2020. Prague's a place I've always wanted to go to. Have you been?
I've never ever been to Prague, so we've got Prague, we've got Moscow, we've got Edinburgh.
We need to get booking, don't we, DK?
Definitely.
We'd have a right good time. Right then, right now, the Czech Republic are 7-1, England are 2-5, and the draw is 18-5. So DK, for the final time, what are you saying?
I'm thinking that England are going to seal qualification here, Emma. They've been very impressive so far, haven't they? 4 wins from 4. They've scored 19 goals in the process. And they just look so strong under Gareth Southgate. He's been able to blood new talent. He's got Tammy Abraham looking to make his first competitive start here as well. James Maddison, who's not yet got a cap, he's in line for an England call-up, an England first team call-up here. I think he'll start the game. So this is a situation where I think England are going to go to the Czech Republic and win. They beat them 5-0. At Wembley earlier on in the campaign. So yeah, I think England are going to win this game convincingly. This isn't a Czech Republic side like the one we're used to, or the one I remember anyway. Back in my youth, Karol Poborský, Pavel Nedved, Patrick Berger in that side. They had real attacking talent. They're a shadow of that former team, and I think England will go to the Czech Republic and they'll win here.
So what's the bet?
The bet, I've got to think that England are going to win convincingly. They've scored so many goals in the process. One man that I've got to focus on, Raheem Sterling, who had a tremendous season last season. Pep Guardiola's worked miracles with Sterling. He's become prolific as well. He's scored 8 goals in his last 8 appearances for the Three Lions. And I think he'll score first in this game. I don't think England are going to concede in this game either. So I'm going Sterling to score first in an England win. I'll put a scoreline on it as well. I'm going England to win this game 3-0.
Oh, you heard it here first. Should we have a look at all the Naps then?
Let's do that. I'm going with Russia to win 2-0. I mentioned it earlier on in the programme. I think Russia are the standout bet this week. I don't rate Scotland. I think Russia to win 2-0 is a definite bet at even money. I think that's a tremendous selection. I would say that. It's my own pick. But going well so far this season. 94-25 for the month. And the Naps table looks really good. Only one person with a negative at the moment. That's Al, unfortunately. We've been giving him some stick on the WhatsApp group about that. He's -5 for the season. Derek, we heard from him earlier. He fancied the Czech Republic to run England close. I disagree with that nap, to be honest. He's gone the Czechs +1. Alex had a winning nap last week. He's going Bosnia to win 2-0. And we heard from Gavin Pete as well. Gav's bet Peterborough to win and over 2.5 goals. He's £43 in profit. Nice. And Pete Oxford winning over 2.5 for him as well. £12.50 up. So these are two a £10 level stake. So yeah, it's going well at the moment.
Well,
Emma,
DK, thank you very much. I'm off to book my flight to Moscow. Are you coming along?
Oh, definitely.
Cheers for having me this week. You can check out all the bets at williamhill.com and on the app. And the punt will be back next week.